I've just got all this stuff on my calendar now.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, they're all smart. Those are all smart folks.
Yeah, I mean, now on Friday. That's Spotty Cow. Try to bring everyone to Spotty Cow Day.
Yeah.
Get us some business there.
That's
right. He's a very nice guy.
What's up?
I think I'm going to have to grab this and fix that for me because
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Mayor Pruitt.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw.
Here.
Councilmember Bond.
Here.
Councilmember Todd.
Here.
Councilmember Cavallari.
Here.
Councilmember Meade.
Here.
Councilmember Steckler. Let's wait and see if he shows up. We can always excuse him a little.
He had a meeting scheduled, so it's kind of odd. A young man was here to interview him, so. I don't know if traffic or something.
Okay, well, let's wait and see. We can interview him later on in the meeting. We can excuse him later on. Audience communication. Anybody here to talk to the audience? Going once, twice? Okay, we're going to move on. Reconstruction project. Gina, are you handling that? Or who's handling that tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sorry. Rebecca was not feeling well. She's not been feeling well for some time, and so she decided at the last minute that she wasn't going to be here tonight, and so I think she had in mind that you would handle that, and we would handle the 35th Avenue Reconstruction Project and the consent agenda and push off the wrap on the long-term strategic planning.
Is the microphone on?
Yes.
Okay.
So good evening, Council. So pretty much what I'll do is walk you through the package that has been submitted and then entertain any questions that you may have. Background as to how we got where we are today. The project was first advertised on March 6th, and it was advertised for 3 weeks. 3 weeks is an appropriate amount of time. Typically, when you have a project of this size, that would be a recommended 2 weeks would be the minimum. We advertised for 3 weeks to ensure that we had enough interest and that bidders could ask questions as appropriate. During that time, we received multiple, it's called RFIs, requests for information, and those questions were answered via RFIs. We received multiple RFIs, and those questions were answered via an addendum. And we chose to go that route so that all bidders and all registered contractors could actually receive exactly the same information.
So, this issue, on March 27th. $6,146.
Nautilus exercise, they were all complete. And subsequently, per our construction documents, the two lowest bidders were required to submit what's responsible bidder. Model, we realized that that needed to change, and so that was included in Addendum 2 and Addendum 3, so the bids reflect that. We also, because of that change, we circled back with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and they reissued an HPA permit that addressed this change with a fax culvert. We also circled back with the Army Corps of Engineers, and the project did not require a permit based on this change.
Just out of curiosity, why such a despair? To spend less money, of course, but any answer for that or reason?
We received, yes, so traffic control, because we received the bids, obviously, with all the bid items and pricing for each one of those items. Traffic control is one, but there was quite a bit of disparity, and it's just based on assumptions that the different contractors are making, but that was one item. So we looked at sort of like the five items that where we found most of the disparity. The other one was the power driving. There was some disparity on that, but part of those two was where most of the disparity was. Yeah. I don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Fixed price.
Unless we add other items that are not in the contract, and that would be handled via change order. Yeah. So table two includes an update on the permits as they stand to date. Again, the HPA is the only one that had to be modified and reissued in time to award this contract. Table 3 includes an update on the construction costs. So it includes Gray and Osborne, the contract for $611,300 that Council approved for construction management and inspection. And then it also reflects the lowest bid of Harbor Pacific with a total current construction cost estimate of $5,303,300. Table 4 has a description and identifies all of the different funding that we have for this project, external and internal. So you'll see here the Connecting Washington funds, the 2018 supplemental transportation budget of $500,000, a Snohomish County small capital projects grant in the amount of $50,000, which is currently in the process of being executed, and then also the local funds from the City of Mill Creek. We're estimating at this time that, again, it's going to be a 30-week construction period with 60-day pile driving duration. And once
After awards, should council award tonight, we will have a pre-con schedule, and at that time, the contractor will be providing the city with a schedule, a construction schedule that will provide us more precise information as to how they will go about and how long the pile driving will take.
Does this include the paving that we're planning to do in the spring of 2019?
That's correct. And at this time, I don't know if there's, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, thanks. So, longer history than you've been here, for sure, and longer history than many of us, but the structure the way it is now has a couple of big culverts in it, and some are all in the way. Designers decided this other 24-inch was all that needed to be added, and that's what your new hydraulic analysis says. That isn't enough. So now we're going to this 40-foot-wide, 4-foot-tall hydraulic opening, similar to a box culvert. So instead of, do we take out the 254s that are in there?
No. So
I'm trying to picture this.
The box opening, this culvert, but it's not really a physical concrete culvert. It's just a hydraulic opening, would be right above the 254. So currently the 254s stay in place.
Okay.
Unless we change order them out, they would stay in place.
And so this thing, although it's 40 feet wide, 4 feet high, water might only be a couple of inches deep in it, or it could be a foot and a half deep in it, or it could be up to 4 feet deep in it, depending on how much rain and upstream flow is
correct.
Coming through.
Correct.
But the 54s are probably always underwater, and that's today with how the fish are swimming back and forth. What are
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then so this new, so the last, I don't know which page it is, but the big paragraph, I got a box right here, March 23rd, Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife issued the hydraulic project approval. In there, there's new information to me. This stream daylighting by March 23rd, 2020, this scares me. Stream daylighting is an expensive thing. Is this the fish and wildlife people have changed what we needed to do?
That's
I'm
correct.
I'm surprised. So this is one reason government costs so much, is because the rules keep changing. We're going to build a nice new thing that is going to be up to the standards of when we started, and you made a good change on the culverts weren't enough, but the prospect of them telling us we got to dig this up and do it again later to daylight the stream concerns, because daylight means taking those 54-inch culverts out and doing something different, right?
That's correct. So that requirement was in place with the original HPA that was issued before this modified HPA was issued. Now, the difference is that the modified HPA puts a clock to it by when the city has to design and remove the two 54 inches. That's the change. But that requirement was there.
And we just weren't aware of it or weren't planning that far ahead or what. We as a city, I'm not trying to point any fingers at anybody, but this is a surprise to me.
It was part of the original HPA.
So where does that put us now?
So where it put us now is that we're exploring options. So if we were to remove those 254s, we would most likely have to get a revised permit from the Army Corps of Engineers, and it would definitely be a change order to the contract. So that's one option to the current contract. The other option would be to have a separate capital project in the future and remove them then.
But are we going to have to tear up the road that we're building now?
We would have to. So the way the bridge is built right now is in segments, and it was proposed that way, anticipating that the original HPA would require the city to remove those 254s. And so it will be easier than if there would have been a different design, but it would definitely be a capital project, a separate capital project.
So this is one of the reasons, who's our Raya 8 guy now? That's Jared, you lucky dog. This is one reason why Raya 8 is a good deal for us when we pay attention and stay engaged. And I don't think we have been availing ourselves of all the opportunities. But this is, you know, if they decide that Penny Creek is a tributary that they want to support, you can help encourage them to keep working upstream. The block has been that under 527, that is the block, but the state is going to change that next year. So that now opens it up to who's next upstream in terms of getting grant funding for doing this kind of thing. Doesn't say you're going to get it, but we would have an opportunity because Petty Creek is a tributary of North Creek, tributary of Sammamish River, tributary of that whole watershed. And so now we would have a project and could try to get in line with the RIA 8 folks for state funding. So I guess maybe there's a possibility in the future, if we do this in the future, there's a chance we could get some state funding to help with that fish passage thing, because there's a big deal to remove barriers of fish passages. But I'm not real fond of the idea of digging it up again. So if there's some way we could do a change order and just get it done now, that's a cleaner way to do it.
I agree, and there's a scheduling and a fish window that we have to work with, and then the permitting aspect of it as well. So that would
timing
be the most
of the funds,
cost-effective thing to do.
Timing of the funds from the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's the left hand give us and the right hand taketh away at state government. What the legislature gives us, the governor takes away.
Yeah, or whoever. Yeah.
How long would it take to do the permit?
The right. So the longest one would be the Army Corps of Engineers. We would have to get also a revised HPA for removing, because it's additional work. That should be fairly straightforward. The Army Corps of Engineers, that's the one that would take more time. That's correct.
So help me understand this. We had an original HPA permit. So what changed in the design significantly enough that the Department of Fish and Wildlife got their claws back in it, so to speak?
So in our design, there was a change of the 24-inch diameter pipe being replaced with this box culvert. By going again to the Department of Fish and Wildlife to request this modified permit, it reopened the review. And at that point, they looked again at the 254s and put a clock on that removal of the 254s. That removal was part of the original HPA without a clock.
Okay, so we'd always, I guess I'm struggling because we're putting in something that's beneficial to the fish and they're requiring us to do more. But
well, the box culvert isn't helping the fish. They don't really like fish swimming through culverts.
Well, I guess that's what, because I think this language was confusing me, is the daylighting. I don't know how you daylight a stream that's underneath concrete. So but really what they were talking about is removal of the
correct. Daylighting the stream means removing the 254s.
Right.
That's what it is.
So you'll see it will turn into a real box culvert, but the bottom is going to be down at the level where the 54-inch culverts are now, probably. Instead of right now you got 254s, and then on top of this you got this long hydraulic box thing, right?
Right.
And instead you would cut this whole thing down, make a great big box culvert, kind of like the Penny Creek crossing here underneath Mill Creek Road. That is the kind of thing it would be.
I think that we should continue pursuing this while we still can with a contractor on board and see if we can do a change order, work with the Army Corps, and if the timing works, have it as a change order in this contract. And if not, it will need to be a separate capital project.
Because we also have grant money at stake here with
this
project as well. So,
what are you looking at cost-wise to?
The estimate, high order, somewhere between $250,000 to $500,000. That's just engineer's estimate, guesstimate.
That's if we do it before the road is finished.
That's as a change order.
Right, and then if we wait till the road is finished.
Then it's going to be more than that because we have to mobilize and traffic control, et cetera.
What is the chances that we aren't able to do it because of the timing of the fish or can't do a change order or complications in the next 8 months that we're doing?
I don't have enough information to know. I need to have a contractor have these conversations. Can they do it?
You can do it.
Okay.
But I don't have to be politically correct. Based on our experience with Corps of Engineers, it's 100% chance that we can't pull it off.
100%?
Yeah.
You mean permitting?
Permitting problem. You know, we got somebody new there, so I'll give him a 90% chance. But I mean, I think it's the right thing to do. I think you got the right. This is a good bid. We should take this. We should go ahead and do this. It's just a shame that, like you said, that one hand giveth and one hand taketh away. This is just how public projects cost so darn much.
Try to do the right thing, and you just...
Yeah.
They keep whips on you one side to the other. It's...
I think you put it in the agenda somewhere here, too. There's a possibility that you could also... They put a clock on this thing, but we could have due diligence working towards that, and we might get that clock extended because we're working with Raya 8 and the governor and whoever on getting it done and getting the permit.
Correct, because essentially a future capital project would be competing with other capital needs that the city has. So
what's the window for the fish?
July 1st through September, mid-September, I believe that's where we're at. Yeah.
And the big holdup, the biggest obstacle will be the Army Corps.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the good news on that is that it's my understanding. Now, I haven't pursued this during my time here at the city, but my understanding is that the tribes would see this project, meaning the removal of the 254s, this change order, as a favorable thing. From a fish passage perspective, so it could be that it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going the other direction. The tribe would help this time.
Okay, so what do you need from us tonight, Dave?
Oh, can I ask one more question?
Oh, yes.
The form of the contract does not look like our standard form. Is that something that Mr. Masal has approved as the form?
Office, Ethan Tramontanos in particular, has worked with Gina, and the contract is completed. I think the reason it's not in here is because it's about this big when you put all the pieces together, they were thinking that they would give you the template as kind of a surrogate, but...
No, that's fine. The form just wasn't what I was expecting. If you've reviewed it and approved it...
It doesn't say
approved as the form, so I wasn't sure if you'd reviewed it.
I don't think that the motion encompasses using that form, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
The contract that was included in the specs was reviewed by legal, and that's
okay.
What
the
I included.
Okay, thank you.
PSE.
So what we would be authorizing you to sign has been reviewed by...
That's correct.
Thank you.
And would it take us, or what are you going to do about pursuing the change order and something beyond the core? Is that something you need us to authorize?
That's a separate, yes, it doesn't have to be decided tonight.
So Rebecca, the motion is here for us. She has the proposed motion. Is that the one you're looking for?
That's correct.
So it says the motion to authorize the city manager to take all necessary actions, to execute a contract with Harbor Pacific Contractors, Inc. for the construction of 35th Avenue Southeast Reconstruction Project in the amount not to exceed $4,692,000. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I want to say thanks to staff. Thanks to Gina in particular for jumping in the middle of a great big thing. It's been going for years and years, and this is a good bid. It sounds like, I talked to Rebecca earlier, it sounds like you really checked these guys out, because when you see a price that's less, you always kind of wonder what's going on. Do they know what they're doing? And apparently they're a big outfit. I haven't heard of them before, but they know what they're doing, and I appreciate the fact that you guys did some extra due diligence, kind of a second cut on these. This is great work. This comes out looking like, oh, City Mill Creek only put $3,000 into it. Well, all the change order is going to be on us, and we've already put $500,000 or so into designing it. So we're kind of 10% into this project, but it's also thanks to all the people who worked real hard on connecting Washington and getting the supplemental money and all those things. That really helps out, because this is not a City of Mill Creek alone kind of problem. This is something that affects the whole region. So this is a great funding package, and I'm happy to vote yes for this. Thanks.
Anybody else? So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Passes unanimously. Okay, we're skipping the study session tonight. So we are up to the consent agenda. Approval of checks number 58340 through 58518 at ACH Fire Transfers, $114.54.
No exceptions.
No exceptions. Payroll and benefit ACH payments in the amount of $230,938.01.
No exceptions.
No exceptions. Council meeting minutes of March 6, 2018. City Council meeting minutes of March 13, 2018. City Council meeting minutes of March 27, 2018. And City Council meeting minutes of April 3, 2018. Do we have a motion for the consent agenda?
Our motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? No, for the sake of brevity, not tonight. Mark?
No report. No report. However, I will not be here for next May 1st meeting. I'll be on vacation. I'll also be missing the Parks Board meeting for the month of May as well. So if you want to volunteer and stand in, it's the first Wednesday at 5 p.m. here in City Hall. And that's all I have. Thank you.
No report.
No SCT meeting this month, and the County Council voted against that CPP policy. So there won't be any docket requests for us to consider. So
I think we should make it formal now that John's here, that he's the guy who's footing the bill for the entire city piece of the 35th Avenue.
What happens when you're late?
Yeah. Roger Millar is the State Secretary of Transportation, is going to be the speaker at Snohomish County Cities on May 17th, which is coming up. Even if you don't like going to these meetings, that's a great opportunity, and I think staff will enjoy it too. He has been making some very astute comments a lot of places have been recently, but really talking about, I don't want to steal all of his thunder, but he's looking at the transportation issues in front of us more broadly than just a bunch of projects we're managing. And he's got some little tidbits that are interesting, but the other night he was at the presentation of the League of Women Voters thing and said something that he said before, and it really struck me. He said, we don't have a congestion problem. Congestion is the symptom of the way we've grown and the capacity of our transportation system. And he's really encouraging people to start looking more broadly at land use and transportation together. The two are not separable. And he's got some pretty good cases for saying you just can't build enough. You can't put down enough concrete to solve congestion, and that's the wrong, not a bad thing to think about, but solving congestion isn't the issue. That's a symptom of a lot of other stuff that's going on. So interesting guy to hear from. I think it'll be worthwhile. So watch for that announcement. I think it's going to come out later on this week. It'll be over at Linwood Convention Center. I didn't object to the vouchers, but I've got a comment for Peggy's benefit and for all of our benefit. The Snohomish Conservation District is something we all pay as taxpayers on our tax bill. It was $5 plus a penny for most of us based on our lot size. Now it's $6 because thankfully the County Council didn't move it to 10 like they'd asked for. But this is something that I guess it's not on us as City Council people to stand up for it because it's not really our taxing district. But I'll tell you, when you look through, Snohomish Conservation District charges us to put on classes that we're required to do a certain amount of education for stormwater, and I get it. They're providing some service to us. But all of our citizens are paying into that $5 a parcel, plus more if you've got a bigger parcel, or $6. And I don't know what the value to the city is of that. You know, this agency doesn't do much for free for us, and I guess it's just a small thing, but fundamentally I've got an issue that bugs me. It also bugged me looking at those vouchers. What we just approved tonight was for stuff that happened for dealing with beavers in May of 2017. The bills just came in. It took them a long time to get around to billing stuff. So the education that we just approved and the beavers and a bunch of other work, that's good work they did for us, and we paid them their labor, their wages, and overhead for that. Those guys got to get their act together because it's not a huge amount of money, but they didn't help Peggy out by saying, oh, by the way, here's a bill from May of 2017. So, I don't know, I just had to vent a little bit. I think those guys need to do a better job, and I think we should expect more of them as citizens. It's every $5 counts. You know, we fret about a 1% tax increase that's $7 or $8 for us. this is money that's just going somewhere, but I'm not sure we're getting our benefit out of it. Thanks.
Okay. Does anybody have any reports? Are we going to skip those till the next meeting also?
I think we'll pass.
Can I ask a question to Gina?
Yeah.
What's up with the light stanchion at 35th and 148th? In the
by elementary school.
By the elementary, yeah.
That's a pedestrian push button folder right now.
It's temporary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not worried about the wood one. I'm worried about the one that came down.
So, actually, I had a conversation with eight people in my staff about that. The other three corners are illuminated, so we have lighting. But we're working on that particular.
What caused it to come down?
A car collision, correct.
Yeah.
Are we able to get compensation from the causing party's insurance?
Yes, we will pursue that.
Audience communication going once, twice. Okay, we're going to have an executive session now. Scott?
Yes, I'd like to call an executive session under RCW 4231101G to review the performance of a public employee for up to 60 minutes, and we won't take any action. No actions requested.
So up to 60 minutes? Everybody who's not involved, we need them to leave?